Okay, finishing up the dinim of after bracha. Ideally, when a person finishes eating, they should right away make the after bracha or bench, because a lot of times, especially when it comes to burning the fashas or alamichya, people forget to make an after bracha, and then they leave, and then they wake up 2 hours later, and the din is, how late can you make, for how much after eating are you still allowed to make the after bracha? So in Shulchan Aruch it says the expression, until the food is, when you get hungry already. If you're not hungry from what you ate, then you can still make a bracha chreina. Yeah. Now, it says shas equal. Now, how much is shas equal? Basically, it refers to 72 minutes. So you have to, even if you're in the middle of a long meal, and you're talking, you should always put something in your mouth every 72 minutes, just to keep the meal, halachic meal, going. But the best thing, because a lot of times, all the poskim talk about this, people finish eating, they leave, they forget to make a bracha chreina, and it's not good. You have to make an after bracha. So people have to remember that before you leave anywhere, make sure you make a bracha chreina. In fact, at every Fabrengen, Shabbos Fabrengens, when there were times that every Shabbos, when the Rebbe finished the Fabrengen, the Rebbe would say, Divas daf machna bracha chreina, zol nish vergesse machna bracha chreina. Whoever makes an after bracha should not forget to make an after bracha. In fact, they were looking for the source of that in Halacha, and they found that there's an interesting thing. The Ramah has brought down that the Ramah would go around Metzoy Purim, and he would go to all the houses, or send Shluchim to all the houses to remind them to daven Ma'ariv. Because, you know, Mincha Purim, you would daven before the meal. And then people get the meal and they would get a little bit high and tipsy. And so you should send around Shluchim that they should remind the people to daven Ma'ariv. But the Rebbe, by every Fabreng, would say, Divas daven machan bracha achreina, vazich machan bracha achreina. So people should remember that when you finish eating, the best thing is right away, make a bracha. What? I don't hear you. Speak louder, sir. You can't make a bracha chreina anymore. So you lost the mitzvah that a person was supposed to have. That's why it's no good.
You say if you don't eat after that 72 minutes,
if you didn't make a bracha chreina for 72 minutes and you're hungry already, then it's too late to make a bracha chreina.
But if you're not hungry, you remember it's okay.
Then you can remember if it's still, if you're not hungry, then you could still make that for bracha. But Paskim right, it's basically, you know.
You have to eat something to continue or no?
You should eat something if you want to continue.
What if you're still not hungry after?
Eat a little bit. People don't always eat when they're hungry. People eat when they, if the food tastes good. Okay. Next, this interesting thing, the fruit of a tree, we make very priyaitz. On a vegetable, or things that grow from the ground, we make a very priyadoma. Why don't we make very priyaitz? You know, why do we say the word adoma, which means ground, aritz is from the land? So the question is, in halacha, why do you say very priyaitz, I mean adoma, instead of very priyaitz? So the Beki Yezid Chidah writes, because Eretz generally refers to Eretz Yisrael. So you don't want to say Bari Pri Ha'et, Bari Pri Ha'aretz, because then you would think it's Eretz Yisrael, the Kifutz, and if it's not Eretz Yisrael, the Kifutz, you wouldn't have to make an after a bracha. So that's what the Beki Yezid writes, therefore the Lashon is O Adama. Hametzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. It's good, but see, Chidah, wheat and barley were one of the five things that Eretz Yisrael was praised with, but not all fruits and vegetables. Birkei Yosef is the Chidah. The Chidah wrote a lot of books. He wrote a lot of books. I didn't count them, but he wrote a lot of books. Okay, next. So, what's the difference if something's a vegetable? When do you make Adama? And when do you make ha'etz? Like, for instance, a banana, it's called a banana tree, really. Yet on a banana, it's really a machlekes in halacha what bracha you make on a banana, but the halacha is, it's really very priyadama. That's the halacha, very priyadama. I had a personal interesting story, not with me, but my sister. When my family went into New York in Tavshin Chav Gimel, 1963, so the whole family went into Yechidus, a whole bunch of kids then. Went to Yechidus, and my sister then, my youngest sister, was 5 years old. And my father, the family went in, it was for a little while, and the Rebbe turned to her and spoke to her in English. And he said to her, "What did God create?" So she said, "Man." So the Rebbe turned to my father and said, "Well, the purpose of creation is mankind." Then the Rebbe asked her, "What bracha do you make on a banana?" And she didn't know. She probably didn't eat bananas. She didn't know. So the Rebbe turned to my father and said, "No, it's a machlekes in halacha. That's why she didn't know." And then the Rebbe asked her, "What bracha do you make on an apple?" And she said, "Oh, it's." That's interesting, but the Rebbe told her. So the halacha is, what's the definition of a tree and what's the definition of a bush? Definition of a tree, halachically, is that the whole tree stays the same and just the fruits are new every year. That's the definition of an ace. A bush, like banana bush, even though it grows up tall like a tree, but it's replanted every year. They cut it down and then it regrows. So it doesn't have a din, according to most opinions, it doesn't have a din of a tree because it's not the same leaves and the same branches and the same everything. Now there's certain things that grows on the ground, like mushrooms. Now mushrooms are interesting shayla. What bracha do you make on mushrooms? So halacha says, even though it grows on the ground, but you make a shahakol on a mushroom. Why do you make shahakol on mushrooms? Because it just sits on the ground, but the nourishment is not from the ground. The nourishment of a mushroom is from the air. So therefore it doesn't have a din of very pure adama. Adama is only when the thing that grows nourishes itself from the ground. But mushrooms don't. And therefore it only gets its nourishment from the air, so therefore it's shahakol. Now things that don't grow at all from the ground or from a tree, everything else basically, so then you make shahakol, like meat, fish, milk, cheese, all liquids. You make shahakol except wine and olive oil, but olive oil you can't eat, so therefore you don't make a bracha, the Gemara says. I mean, you technically would make ha'etz on olive oil, but because you don't drink it, it's not drinkable, so then you don't make a bracha on it. Olive oil?
Medicine.
So then they would have to make ha'etz on it. And Shulchan Aruch says an olive oil, because again, olive oil is different. Most liquids, you squeeze an orange and you have juice, so the juice is inferior to the fruit. So therefore it goes down a status. Instead of ha'etz, it becomes shahakol. Unless it has pieces, then we learned if it has pieces, because then you're making a brach on the pieces.
Wait, even though you're having it for medicine, you have to make
ha'etz? Yeah, if it doesn't taste bad, you make a brach on it. If it tastes bad, but it says shemen zayis, if you drink it, you make ha'etz. So obviously, it can't be that bad.
Okay,
now, what?
What is the opinion that says ha'etz? What is the opinion that says banana?
Because it looks like a tree. It grows like a tree. It looks like a tree. Now, all other liquids, except wine and olive oil, is the bracha of shahakol. Now, another interesting din, and that is, you only make ha'adama, let's say, on a vegetable, if it's normally eaten raw. A vegetable that's not eaten raw, only cooked, then if you eat it raw, you don't make ha'adama. Simple example of that, a potato grows in the ground. But most people don't eat raw potatoes. Well, potatoes are made to fry, to bake, to cook, whatever. So therefore, raw potato, because it's not the normal way of eating it, it's not the normal way why it's planted. So then, on a raw potato, if you would eat it, you'd have to make a shahar. In Europe, we mentioned this many times, in Europe, nobody ate raw carrots. They used to eat cooked carrots, it's called simis, cooked carrots. So in Europe, and raw carrots, people made shahar. Because raw carrots weren't eaten raw. Now, in most countries that raw carrots are eaten, so then if you eat a raw carrot, so you make odoma on the raw carrot. In fact, my understanding is the Soloveitchiks, at least the Baron Soloveitchik and his kids, they would make, I don't know if they still do, but in my times when Baron Soloveitchik was still around, they made shahakul on a raw carrot. Because when they came from, nobody ate it, and therefore that was their tradition, that you make a shahakul on a raw carrot. But if, let's say, one day, people will start eating raw potatoes, so then the bracha is going to be shahakul on raw potatoes. But until it becomes a normal thing to do it. Radishes, for instance, halach is also machlekes. But radishes is adama, onions, garlics.
How about the bark of a tree?
The what? Cinnamon?
Bark of a tree.
If you eat raw cinnamon, like from the stalk of cinnamon, it would be adama. Because it's not the fruit of the tree. So it loses its status. If you eat ground cinnamon, then it'll be shahakul. The very interesting thing is a very interesting... Sugar? Sugar cane is a big machlekes in halacha. The Peldon Samach Tzedek says you make a shahakul on it. On sugar cane. But you know, there's a very interesting shaila. We were talking about this. Well, it was something we mentioned the other... What we should have mentioned the other day. You know, what bracha do you make on applesauce? So applesauce can be done in two ways. You can go to the store, when you buy applesauce in the store, it's all ground up. You know, it's like mamish puree. And then you have the homemade applesauce that usually has pieces in it. So the applesauce that has pieces in it, for sure is oitz. What about applesauce that doesn't have pieces? So if you just look in halacha, it really should be shahakol. Well, the Pearl, reliable witnesses testified that the Friedrich Rebbe made on ground applesauce, he made
oats. More than
the
pulp.
Huh?
More than the pulp of oranges.
More than the pulp?
Of oranges. There's more pieces of apple and applesauce.
No, not if you grind it up. I'm saying the store-bought applesauce. There's no pieces in there. Mats, whatever the, you know, those companies sell the jarred applesauce. There's no pieces in it.
Is it more than
oranges? Huh?
More than oranges.
No. Oranges with pulp? There's a lot of pieces in it. What?
So we don't know that the sugar is considered liquid?
Sugar is considered liquid as far as Shabbos goes. It's not Yovesh, it's lach. But
what about the new technology that they grow?
This is being discussed in Halacha, by the way. Lucha Eda, what do they call them? The hydroponic vegetables. Lucha Eda should be shahakul. But Lepel, everybody's paskening so far that it's adama. Why? I don't know. I know it's not growing from the ground. I don't know why. No, but I'm saying if you know for sure, it's hydroponic. Like they have for Pesach, they sell the romaine lettuce without any bugs because it's a hydroponic thing. And so then the shot is it adama? But the pearl, everybody says you make adama. Okay.